Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We gather on a solemn and dark night, a night that will get darker still. This night stands in stark contrast to our celebration on Palm Sunday. Jesus proclaimed King of Israel by those who came out to meet him as he rode into Jerusalem riding on a donkey is dead. And at first glance, the words spoken by God through Hosea may seem out of place. Come, let us return to the Lord. The people believed Jesus was the Messiah. They believed that Jesus was their king, and now he's dead. How many times have you seen people turn away from God when a loved one dies? Or seen them consumed by despair? When hope is lost, the devil is right there to consume and destroy. So this word spoken through Hosea becomes critical. It's not spoken as a last resort. It's not spoken to one who has nothing left to lose or nowhere else to turn. It's spoken as a first line of defense, because the devil uses the loss of hope to consume and destroy. The first response should always be to return to the Lord. God is the only one who can shine light into the darkness of despair. God is the only one who can heal the hurt and restore hope. In Hosea's day, when God used the Assyrian army to discipline his people, to turn them back to him, they probably felt torn to pieces, injured by God's hand of judgment. But as Hosea said, God is a healer and a binder of wounds. That seeming contradiction connects to what we confront tonight. God's hand of judgment falls on a sinful people, on those who live under the burden of Adam's curse. God's justice is carried out and someone dies. That someone is our King. Jesus rode into Jerusalem to take our place under the curse of God's law. He rode into Jerusalem to die the death that we deserve and that God's law demands. He is the one who is torn to pieces. He is the one who is injured and condemned. But he is also a God who heals, who binds up wounds. As Isaiah says, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Hosea says here, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Jesus died the death that we deserve. And then, on the third day, he rose again for the forgiveness of our sin. By the restoring power of his forgiving word, Jesus makes it possible for us to live in his presence. Coming to us in the waters of baptism, God works to unite us together with Jesus in his death and life. We die with Jesus so that we can be raised to life, so that we can indeed be restored to God and live in his presence today and forever. That is the gift that is ours. Certain and true, even on a night like this, when we stand at the foot of the cross and watch our Savior die. He did all that had to be done to restore us to Himself, so that we indeed might live in His presence today and always. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.